about this, a brand and a structure of website which would be like a modern as you want to call it, a blog on financial blog. Like you have the Financial Times, you have CDAM in London, that which could be a publication which is introduced to society with this very big coverage of the topic of the public cuts, but then can move on to other things. For example, the Telegraph had this very big story of the Prime Minister, the MP's expenses, sorry.
Yes.
And as they are a very big medium, they, as you said, as they are a big medium, they had to run all the other sections and all the other coverage, but many people maybe bought the paper only to read on the MP's expenses.
Another example in television would be the very popular program Nightline with Ted Koppel. You know the show I'm talking about, Ted Koppel?
I do.
Which station is it on? Which
ABC.
Okay.
ABC. Mm-hmm. And it started as a program about the Iranian hostage crisis when they took the 52 Americans hostage in Tehran, right? And he went on every night with 30 minutes about what was going on with the hostages in Tehran. And when the hostages were released, that turned into one of the most popular television programs in the history of American journalism. Mm-hmm. And it became Nightline with Ted Koppel, and it went on the air for 20 more years. Right, because they have developed a reputation for covering this in a certain way during a crisis, mm-hmm. right? And then it kind of spun off into a regular program. So that model exists, I think, for television as well.
I would be very keen on doing that, because also there would be an opportunity if we found ourselves very stuck, or if we found ourselves some problems in reporting, that we could in the last days we should stick with that and turn around all the times we can around the same subject. But in the unlikely case that we have to move on or that we have to open a bit more, it would be easier. So, and I think it's also a very journalistic promising way of launching a website. Which, and they are doing this with many new websites that they launch now. They say, well, we're not going to cover anything, but we're going to be strong on this. So maybe we could do that. I acknowledge that all I'm trying to do is to the cuts proposal and the public cuts proposal. I'm trying to get more comfortable with that, because I am a bit obsessed about the brand and the identity of the project.
Yeah. I think something we're all doing is we're all getting quite excited about lots of different ideas, and we all sort of want to rush off and get something done sort of like now. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of narrowing that focus and channeling that excitement into something that's actually appropriate for the course of the assignment. So I think we're at risk of entering the sort of talking in circles phase. Okay. You know.
Maybe we should follow the scheme that we have to answer next week.
Yeah, that's so, Samuel, you're so smart.
No, you came up with this before.
Yeah,
so.
But you're a smart man. Community of interest, right?
I'm going to copy and paste this, and I'm going to put it on top.
Just slight digression.
Yes.
I've still not actually registered the stuff on Moodle. Which bit was it? Is it?
I think Andy sent us an email. Yes, I think it's this one. Try to go in. It's the one that has lots of things and has a news forum, which I hope.
But it's all from last year.
All, everything. But
I read it all too.
I they will have that pioneering feeling.
It's from last year.
Right, but it's still.
But it is instructive, given that the man hasn't said very much to us.
So.
Okay, so I'm now going back over your shoulder.
Oh.
So where's the bit for actually registering for our?
I think it's on the right. Enroll me in this course.
That's right.
So we need to do the same on the enterprise one, right?
Yes. Maybe we'll try to fill in on this. a community of interest.
You know what? It's a community of all these things.
Of all these things at the same time.
It's a community of interest because they're losing their jobs. It's a community of location because it's Birmingham. And it's a community of circumstance.
And we can share this stage because none of them will, well,
yeah,
will like to
they
stay.
They all fit so. Equally, right? In a way.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sorry, are you...
Media and Freelancing and Journalism Enterprise, is it? Yeah. No.
Is
Media and Creative Enterprise? Not doing anything.
No, I don't think you have to go to this part.
Don't we need to enroll on each module, though?
Yes, but the module is just called Enterprise. You have you are already enrolled. You don't need anything else.
I don't remember enrolling on that.
Maybe the other day.
No, but I'm not going to complain because it saves me effort. But
maybe I think the other day when we were looking with Paul and I think we used your laptop or was it Andy's?
No,
it was Andy's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Enrolled. Not going to complain.
Anyway. Anyway, the community of interest. Let's try to write it down.
Yeah.
Community of interest. Interest. Well, maybe we can fill in the circumstance because I think it's a defining one.
Yeah.
Maybe, as you are English speakers, you can put it better because I tend to.
So what we what?
We're trying to describe the communities, and I'm asking for your help on this because I tend to take too many words to explain it. Because we in Spanish we tend to refer to first.
So say it in your many words, and then I'll edit it down.
Public servants who are going to lose their jobs, but I don't know if public servants comprises all the people we're going to.
We probably use the term civil servant rather than public servant.
Whose jobs are at risk? Because of the government spending review.
Yeah.
Now we can pump it up a little bit more. Or civil servants who risk losing their jobs, or who will lose their jobs, or who risk is better because then it's everybody. Who risk losing their jobs. And let's not use the government spending review. I mean, that's the government's word, right? What is it?
Or instead of spending review.
Because of widespread budget cuts in England. Birmingham civil servants who are losing their jobs, who risk losing their jobs because of widespread budget cuts. Birmingham civil servants who risk losing their jobs because of widespread budget cuts. Yeah.
I can now take a few. So, couples planning a wedding, parents expecting a children, recent graduates, aspiring artists, etc. Where we have the, which will be comparable to the civil servants, but we also have their situation. So this means that we are leaving aside all the other civil servants which are not at risk. Well, they are at risk of losing their jobs.
Everyone's at risk because we don't know what's going to happen.
Maybe only if we have this.
Because cuts are in every department, so everyone's at risk of losing their jobs.
Maybe I was just looking at. I get these linguistic things going on. So maybe who risk losing their jobs because of widespread budget cuts is just describing all of them. It's not specifying some of them, no? Sorry, I have.
What are you asking?
I get very nosy with the grammar. That maybe we can define it as Birmingham civil servants and put this between in breaks. You know what I mean? Because what I mean are all the civil servants because they are all at risk. And even if they are not at risk, their jobs will be substantially modified because you work in a group of
so you just want to say Birmingham civil servants?
Yes, we can leave this to describe them.
In brackets?
maybe for the moment, because yeah. what I'm trying to say is that we're going to try to narrow the scope, but I don't see how we're going to put apart the people that are working in the same office. They have the same concerns, but we have the person who is using who earns £1,000 a month.
And do you want to just say whose jobs are at risk?
Well, no, we can leave this because we know them.
Okay.
We can look.
I just think it's a better sell job.
Yes.
It sells it more than if we just said Birmingham Civil Service.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Birmingham Civil Service is like.
Yes. No, of course. No, but I mean that we describe what's happening to them, yeah. And why make it so interesting.
Okay. But you just want to put the brackets in?
No, we can leave it.
But I don't mind the brackets if you want to do that.
Do you? I don't know if it's only if this only. In Spanish, but if you put this comma, we can put many of whom. You like this?
Sure. Formal.
I was trying to say that actually we are catering to all of them, because maybe if it's a department of five, they are going to have four laid off, and the boss is going to do all the work.
All right, you're splitting hairs, but okay, I accept the point.
Okay, so sorry, I
tend to. That's all right. That's good. I like that about you. So that's okay.
For working in universities. Well, we can go now to the community of location, and maybe we can pass the Birmingham thing. Well. Community of location, a street, a postcode, a district, a financial or artistic area, a region. We should be able to identify the community identity, but this would be harder the larger the area.
So how do we define Birmingham?
This is the problem, because it's a very big, very big city, so...
Because Birmingham is just downtown. I don't think we need to go into that right now.
Okay.
But maybe you need to make a note, right? So Birmingham, and then that there needs to be some discussion on how big. Because Birmingham, like, it's beyond city center, right?
Yes.
Or is it? Like, that's what I'm asking. We need to find out where all these people are working.
Yes.
That's the sort of thing I'm talking about when I'm saying, like, the focus can spread, because there are a lot of civil servants that are based right in the city center, up at, like, the city council house and the town hall and all that sort of thing. But then the ones that will have roles that cover the whole of Birmingham, but they'll be based in, say, King's Heath or Northfield or...
That's what we have to figure out.
Yeah. I think that maybe we won't be able to cover more than the city centre.
But how big is the city centre?
Officially, it's basically the perimeter created by the three main train stations. So it's New Street, out to Moore Street, out to Snow Hill, and then connecting line back to...
Can we leave it open instead of trying to research it now?
Yes, of course. I was trying to... We have the city centre core.
Yeah.
Which is from the bullring to the main roads and Brindley Place would be out of that till where we left the bus the other day when we were coming. So that would be the city center. I would try to focus on the smaller, as small as possible and as central as possible.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. But let's just take a look at it.
Okay.
For example, in Toronto,
uh-huh.
Right? We have Toronto, and we have the GTA. Mm-hmm. So we're always making decisions. You know, is this just downtown? Because mm-hmm. I agree. We need to narrow.
I'm going to back to what Nick Booth said, that covering all of Birmingham is not hyper local and can't be done properly, even by a big newspaper. So even if we are focusing, this topic is very, very big, and it's affecting, as you said, thousands of people, and I don't think we can address the needs of thousands of people properly.
Okay.
That's why that's my big.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want to work a lot, but maybe we may find a bit difficult, and maybe we could even.
But the other issue is that I live in Harborne,
mm-hmm.
right? But I still live in Birmingham. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
In that I live 5 miles south of the city, but I would still consider myself that I'm living in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm thinking I'm not. anyways, okay, let's leave it at Birmingham, but I need to do some personal research. Yeah.
Okay. So I wonder if that's just a difference of, like, national mindset, maybe, because I don't know how you view things in Canada, but you'll have, like, where I live is counted as Edgbaston, and then, like, Harborne's sort of, like, the next, I guess, district over, but people in Harborne or Edgbaston or Selly Oak don't think they're not in Birmingham.
It's, I know, that's my point.
It's always, everyone, you know, it's like, yeah, this is just this part of Birmingham.
Does Birmingham Council decide what goes on in Harborne?
Yeah.
So maybe you want to do where Birmingham Council, you want to cover the territory that Birmingham Council covers, otherwise all the data is going to be a nightmare.
But again, the area that Birmingham Council covers is a huge geographical area. It's not just straight.
It's the second largest financial or government body.
Second largest in every sense.
In Europe.
Geographical financial, yeah. Business retail population in the UK. So with some like 1.2 million people.
Yeah, but it's something beyond that. It's like all of Europe, something, right? They have the largest budget. It's some sort of insane.
Yes, yes.
I was reading it in the cuts, but I guess my point is that if Birmingham Council's funding is being reduced by X amount, then we have to look at Birmingham Council, because I'm in Harborne, but I live in Birmingham.
Yes.
And we can't start splitting off what money that Birmingham, like, it's easier to do the budget of Birmingham Council instead of trying to say, okay, what part of that budget is on the downtown core?
Yes, but this could be done like you said, as regional media cover national news. Okay, you've got the big picture, but then you see how it affects a smaller community.
Right.
Because I don't see ourselves capable of being at the same time at Harborne.
Basically, this area that's circled by the M5, M6, M42.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like that blue.
Could you pass to the map view, please? I don't see it quite well here, as it's so green.
So that blue circle there,
mm-hmm.
That is Birmingham.
Okay.
So it's a huge, huge area. I mean,
see, I don't find that huge. I don't know how it's organized, but what if the NHS headquarters is in Erdington? Do we not then cover NHS cuts because it's not in the city centre?
I was actually a little bit off. Birmingham would actually extend. Well, I suppose you can look at it as where has a Birmingham postcode. So you've got anywhere that starts with B, whatever, would be Birmingham, and that would cover areas of. Let's zoom out a bit further. That would be everywhere up to. So, okay, so that orange line there, imagine that bridges the two blue bits, so going under Warsaw, because Warsaw's got its own postcode, and you've got all of this area, Redditch is still a Birmingham postcode, Halesowen, yeah. Stourbridge.
Plus, you would have a lot of people who live in these smaller communities who work in Birmingham city centre, do you know what I mean?
Yes, but it's going to be four of us, okay?
Yeah.
And the time we will devote to this approximately is two work days. If we devote each 8 hours,
yeah.
It would be like 2 work days a week.
I don't think we're going to need to go to those places.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're going to find many stories in the suburbs of Harborne. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
The focus will wind up being the city center where everything is located, but I don't think we want to exclude the people who do have a Birmingham postcode but happen to live in Erdington.
Okay.
You know, because they probably they're all on the bus with me coming downtown.
Well, the other direction, the poor bastards. That's not a pleasant part of the city.
No, I'm just saying that instead of Harborne, but Edgbaston.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right? So everyone who's living in Edgbaston is working in Birmingham. So by saying it's only the city center, I think we're just...
Yes, okay.
Anyways, you just leave it open for now.
Okay.
Maybe do some more research.
I had a community of interests.
What did people think of the very loose ideas I typed up last night? I mean, oops, hang on, okay. So yeah, something potentially student focused that would look at, well, in one case look at how the cuts are affecting the student community, because then it's local by both geography and area of interest, and possibly your cause if you want to look at it in that way as well. You can, like, oh, what was I saying? Something that services all the students that are in Birmingham, not just at BCU, but Birmingham, Aston, the College of Food and Tourism, as well as BCU, of course. I think Warwick and Coventry universities have campuses within the broader Birmingham suite, but anyway, and look at how each of those academic institutions are dealing with the cuts, and if, say, Aston's cutting something that Birmingham hasn't, and if so, why, and you know, are students at this university worse off than this one, even though Birmingham is different. Like, I've had a lot of friends that went to Birmingham University, which is plus you know, and they got into quite a PR disaster a couple of years ago that they've never actually really addressed. They've just sort of brushed over it, where the amount that they were charging for first year halls was more than the maximum UK student loan. So it was effectively a very deliberate social engineering exclusion of students from a poor economic background. If you didn't have a ton of money from mummy and daddy to back you up, as well as your student loans, which are already putting you into debt, it didn't matter what your academic results were, you couldn't afford to go to Birmingham University if you were living in halls. I know several people for whom it was cheaper to live privately in, you know, a proper house than it was to live in university accommodation, which is meant to be there to support students away from home for the first time.
Yes.
And it's things like that I think are going to get worse and worse as the cuts come in. Because, I mean, particularly with Birmingham University, which is that I've got the most familiarity with Birmingham because I've had so many friends who've gone there and I've met there through other friends. And they like to play on the fact that they're a red brick university, sort of like, I guess you can, like, you know, Harvard or Yale or something in the States. They're in that kind of bracket. And they've effectively got an ingrained snobbery. So I can see them, with less government money to support them, they'll start cutting other stuff and making students pay for it even more. And it's the sort of thing that, even after the worst of the cuts, you know, have either taken place or been overcome, there's still going to be relevant events, cuts, financing issues for students to address. So somebody coming in a year or two could take over that kind of project and look at stuff that benefits students in Birmingham en masse.
Yeah. So I guess that, you know, as we're trying to narrow our focus and we're sort of narrowing it into civil servants, are you suggesting that we narrow in a different direction and go to students instead of the job losses and the civil servants?
We could. And then there's also the job loss factor there, because you'll have the academic and the administerial staff at universities that are going to be at risk, which obviously also has a knock-on effect on the students. You know, if you've got fewer technicians lending out and maintaining equipment, then there's both an academic and a cultural knock-on for students there. If student societies and clubs are having to be cut because there's no funding or no resources or no geographical location for them to meet because, say, a university building's been closed down because they can't afford to keep it open, that again is another loss to the students and to the staff.
Yeah.
And you can also play up the fact that, well, not so much play up, but focus on the fact that the economic contributions students bring to an area during their studies and after, and to the wider economy. I don't know if it's the same in Canada, I presume it is anywhere that has higher education really, but graduates will pay proportionally more tax and therefore support the system more than non-graduates, with obviously rare exceptions either way. But the less services that are available to and provided to students, the less scope there is for institutions to take on students, the less graduates you'll have, and that has a progressive domino effect on the economy.
How do we cover it on a website, I guess is my point, if we're trying to focus in?
I imagine we could do something sort of... I'm just using this as like a really interesting example. We've got the student union side, mm-hmm. and every university in the Midlands or in Birmingham will have their own student union.
Which universities would we be doing?
I would say initially to launch with, we'd cover the big three that are remarkably central to Birmingham. So that'd be BCU, University of Birmingham, and Aston. Aston's main campus is right in the city centre. Birmingham's just up the Bristol Road. We all know where BCU's main campus is. BCU's also got the Edgbaston campus for nursing, which is close to where I live. I think BCU's got the College of Food and Tourism. I think that comes under BCU, and that's sort of at the back of the library.
BCU have six or eight.
Yeah, there's loads.
They have one near Aston University in Worcester Green.
Yeah.
They have one down there, which is the Birmingham Institute of Art and Design. So they are spread all around the city.
Yeah. So we can look at those, and then as we expand, all it takes is an email. We can shoot off stuff to, Warwick and Coventry and say, like, do you have any activities in that come under Birmingham that your students are affected by? And there's things like shared resources between universities, the Scommel system, just as one example. So it's local by the fact that we're looking at Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Although the campuses are spread out, our focus isn't terribly spread out, because we're not looking at, there isn't going to be a campus in Harborne and Edgbaston and Selly Oak and so on and so on and so on for different universities. We've basically got three main hubs, even though they're spread across the city. You've got a lot of overlap of where the students are living, though. I went to one of the freshers' nights on... Friday or Saturday, and I shared a cab back from City North campus to where I live, because to my surprise there is actually some BCU student accommodation near to my house. So they've got quite a journey in if their course is on our campus. If they're an undergrad and they're in nearly every day, that's quite a distance to travel. I just think there's a lot there that affects students that also ties into the cuts and can be something that could be picked up with perhaps an altered focus further down the line when the cuts aren't as prominent an issue, or after the recovery it can switch focus to look at these great things that are helping students now.
But anyway, the thing about the teachers, the lecturers, the professors that are being laid off or are taking voluntary redundancy due to the government cuts, that would fall under the scope of the project.
I mean, Paul's a great example of that, because
when I met with Paul and Sue last November, he was, you know, a full-time employee of the university, you know, leading the MA suite and so on and so on and so on. And now he, I presume you both got the email as well when he was like, I've had to take voluntary redundancy, but I'll still be teaching.
He phoned me. Did he phone you?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're special.
No, because I was coming a long way and I was turning down a job, I paid a lot more than someone
from
England.
I had to write to Sue or something.
Mm. Yeah, like, so I had a lot, like, international tuition is, I think, five times more than what you pay if you're in England, right? Oops. And I'm not on scholarship. So I was giving, this is why he phoned me, right? Because I had tremendous amount of money on the line. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at turning down a very lucrative job. Mm. And he was saying, he phoned me to say, if this is going to play a role in your decision, you need to know this before you confirm. That's the only reason he phoned me, because it was a tremendous amount of money on the line for me.
Yes. Well, what I mean is that if we tend to cover the public sector as a whole, we would have to focus on, we would have to cover
to look
these.
At academics.
Yeah, all the academics. We would have to cover all the things going on at hospitals, because it's not only the NHS central services. I think we have to narrow the scope a bit more if we want to be comprehensive, and if we want to serve the community, because we are being told very insistently by all that we have to focus on a community, and I find this community so huge. And the problem I find with students, for example, will be, I think that they don't have a very big sense of community, at least the undergrads, because they are 18 years old, they don't consume news media, they are always on, and I don't think they are actually concerned about that. And also they have this, I think they are well represented about the students union, for example, the woman who manages the communications at the student union already tweeted that there were problems with accommodation this year, because they are extending the contracts for a week, so the contracts are starting a week earlier, and in effect the students are paying for a week that they are not taking profit of.
Right.
So I think, and of course there is the student media, which will cater specifically to the problems.
So I think that's good, and that's kind of what I'm thinking of. There's stuff like that for each individual university that the student union usually takes point on, but there's nothing that looks at the student experience as a whole in this city and how it's being affected, and there's no easy way for students at BCU to see if, well, hang on, this isn't very good, but like, why has Birmingham not done the same to its students, or why has it done something that we've not done? That's not very fair for them. That sort of thing.
Yes.
What else did I put?
Yes. Okay. I can't see
it because
I thought
that she was
going to.
Or.
I'm running out of steam.
I think
for the record.
Okay. Are we going to stay a bit more, or are we?
I should. There's the Film Rats event I was telling you about. I want to get home, get changed.
So we should
back in,
finish this some way. Well, we have the.
I think we should leave it till another day.
Okay.
I think I'm running out of
vim and vigor.
I'm running out of brain power. Is that all right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
So.